A development variance permit for a planned 6-unit rental complex on Algoma Avenue has been granted by City of Powell River Council. At a meeting on February 2, Councillor George Dowd said a development variance permit for a property on Algoma Avenue had been discussed at Council a number of times. It's a 6-unit rental building and these variances are necessary to fit all the appurtenances that are needed onto the property in a reasonable way, said Dowd. I support it and I appreciate the fact that rental housing is being built. It's something the community badly needs. Councillor Cindy Elliott said this particular development had received a lot of community input. We landed in a good place with the right amount of parking for the 6 units that are there, said Elliott. We've done a great job of figuring it out and making changes and adapting to the concerns of people. I do support it because we are in a housing crisis. This is going to be an excellent place for people to live. It will show a modern way of including people for living in an active transportation zone in the downtown core. The property is steep and might not normally have this kind of density, so I am interested to see how that goes, even though it is not going to be as high as a normal 6-unit facility. You would imagine it being higher, but it's not going to block views. Elliott said the project features a good design and she appreciates the efforts of the developer to come up with something that fits into the neighborhood and has all the amenities that people need. Hats off to everybody, said Elliott. I support this development. Council voted unanimously to provide the development variance permit to relax the required side setbacks from 3 meters to 1.8 meters, and to permit off-street parking spaces to be located in a required front and side setback to facilitate a 6-unit multifamily residential development at the Algoma Avenue site. The permit will be issued subject to receipt of the associated security deposit for the required landscaping.